Please remember, this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age.
Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your destination for salacious stories, sensual satisfaction, and finger-licking good fantasies. Now, as you enjoy tonight's little story, you can know you can enjoy even more intense pleasure and unending satisfaction by coming to see me at wilddesires.com, where you can test ride your own erotic fantasies for free. And with my unique brand of experiential erotica, you can feel every lick, every caress, every thrust, as if it was really happening. And this week we have another listener's fantasy. Yes. Yes, you're beginning to get used to the idea. You can email in your fantasies, and I will try my best to convert them into a nice little story for you to hear right here. Just email me at devlin@wilddesires.com, and I will do my very best to satisfy your needs. Now, you know this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. Loosen any clothing and just put your earbuds in. Close your eyes and surrender to the pleasure of my voice moving over and inside you. And when you're ready to enjoy deep, sensuous pleasure, go ahead and take a deep breath and just hold it for a moment. And let it go with a sigh, letting go of any tension, any stress. For the next 20 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time to relax, your time for sensuous satisfaction. Your time to release that inner woman as you listen to my voice and feel the story caressing your body as you enjoy tonight's show. Suzanne opened her eyes, watching the overhead fan rotating idly, doing absolutely nothing to cool the infernal humidity tonight. Her phone tinged again. It was exactly the same sound it made with every alert. Yet somehow, every nerve in her body knew that it was from him. She waited a moment, enjoying the soft ache growing inside her panties at the anticipation of this evening. When it tinged again, her pussy clutched suddenly, forcing a gentle moan to escape her dry lips. Her hand lazily moved over the bed, finding her phone. She lifted it above her face, licking her lips as her eyes fixated on his name. Without thinking, her free hand slid between the buttons of her shirt, loosening one, gently caressing the lace of her bra, holding her breath. Suzanne opened his message, and automatically his words danced through her mind, images created by his words. Dark, carnal images that spoke to a side of her she had never known even existed before she met him. Early in their relationship, Suzanne had decided that she needed a name for this side of her character because it was so very different to her normal character. Innocently sat at her desk in the billing office, no one would ever guess at the desires that relentlessly tormented her. As she was still an accountant at heart, she had been disappointed with her nom de plume for her inner seductress. Susie, even she had to admit it was hardly a massive shift, but it was the best she could come up with. So Susie it was. Of course, Susie was most definitely not Suzanne. Susie wore lacy lingerie beneath her respectable suit. Sheer night clothing, just because it felt good. Anything that made her feel good. Susie wanted to try so much sexually. Susie had a burning ache that rarely left her body, desire to be filled, and to fulfill her man's desires in ways she had never thought she could even conceive of. She had told herself for years that she wasn't desirable, that no man would really want her. All these doubts created by the belittling lies of one man, a man she should have dumped years ago. But unfortunately, I'd only recently found the courage to finish it. Since her personal freedom day, since she had rediscovered the joys of single life and stepped out into her bright new dawn, facing it with courage and optimism, she thought she had all but lost. Suzanne had also discovered that orgasms didn't need to be a rare occurrence. Her satisfaction with her sex life had improved massively, even though it was a solitary affair. That was until she had met him. It was nothing from the start. Chatting about spreadsheets and pivot tables, all very innocent. If she was honest, she really couldn't pinpoint the moment it all changed, when the innocent accounting talk changed into something a lot more intimate. Maybe there was just something about him, something deeply sexual that her subconscious recognized, even if her conscious mind didn't. But change the conversation did, and suddenly her sex life was just an avalanche of pleasure. If she tried to explain it to anyone, she had no doubt they would think she was completely mad. His flirtatious text during the day resonated with more than just his sexual desire. There was a warm passion that echoed in them as well, something deeper, and when she read his words, she didn't just imagine them. She didn't just imagine the lust-fueled passion he described. She felt them, physically, every damn word. Really felt them in ways she didn't know was possible. Her whole body trembled with the excitement of receiving his text. And when they chatted, she was full of his burning desire. She was a sensible, logical, rational woman. How the hell could this be happening to her? My fingers caressing the soft flesh of your thighs. Her fingers caressed his words on the screen before her hand slid between her thighs. Fingertips caressing her soft flesh. But it wasn't her fingers she could feel. It was his. She could genuinely feel the rough caress of his fingertips gliding up and down her thighs, her hips lifting with needy desire as they raised higher. She found nothing but the frayed edges of her cut-off shorts. Disappointed, she huffed to herself before unbuttoning them and sliding them over the curves of her butt, kicking them across her bedroom. Watching every moment of pleasure over your face as my fingers slide higher. Her gaze held the words, her body absorbed the desire as she closed her eyes. Once more immersing herself in the fantasy, her hand slid back between her thighs. In the safety of her mind, she could feel his passionate heat next to her, his aching desire hard against the outside of her thigh. Blue eyes watched her face with genuine need as his fingertips found the edge of her panties, forcing her to moan gently, wantingly, moving her thighs apart to welcome his fingers. But she knew he wouldn't. He controlled his desire, his need, heightening her own passion with every touch, every movement, until she was almost begging him to fuck her. His fingertips brushed over the soft lace of her panties, a whisper of a touch that sent jolts of electricity through Susie, as if suddenly she was brought to life. She moved her folds closer to his long fingers. Her hopes dashed as he traced a slow line along the material edge, the movement tightening her panties against her aching pussy, the gentle throbbing in her core alight with a wildfire of desire. As he lingered a little longer than normal, her thighs tensed with the growing pleasure. She had spent years avoiding sex. But now a week, just a damned week of abstinence, felt like torture for this man's connection, for their connection. if she did pleasure herself in the void between the moments of their virtual intimacy. It just felt empty, lacking. Something about sharing these moments with him was so real. More real than normal. There was most definitely a chemistry burning between them. Something so intense, it forced her whole body into raptures of need in those dark voids. His fingers lifted up over her stomach, caressing her curves. She could feel that touch right through to her core, as if he was caressing the very end of her sex with every stroke. Lifting her tank top slowly, the material pushing against her erect nipples, forcing her back to arch as a swirling, burning sensation spread over her body. Holding his gaze, she tried to control her desire. She tried to resist the growing passion. But when he just smiled, his sky eyes reflecting the warmth of that smile, her knees just collapsed with need, her determination gone. Fingertips gently caressed the curve of her breasts, cupping them fondly as thumb pads brushed over the hard nubs. Pinch one for me. Roll it between your finger and thumb, as if my teeth were dragging along it now. Obediently, Susie's finger and thumb pinched her nipple hard, to the brink of pain, dragging her nail along it. The sensation that cascaded through her body, creating a low guttural moan of desire, as she felt the edge of his teeth dragging along her nipple, forcing it to become even harder as his breath teased at it, before the pain suddenly subsided and his tongue gently caressed around it, sending a warm glow moving through her entire body. In your new chair, we've yet to christen that. His words commanded her body to respond without delay. She draped her legs over the arms of the easy chair, her swollen pussy only hidden by the finest of lace, before the material was eased to one side, the breath of the fang caressing her trembling lips. Circle your clit with your finger, as if it was the tip of my tongue. Her fingertip traced a slow line around her clit, the sensation of the firm tip of his tongue caressing her aching nub. God, her whole body was on fire. His soft, sensuous lips sucking gently on her folds, kissing them so sensuously, before dragging his teeth along them. From top to bottom of her pussy, the edge of pain creating new sensations, moving through every nerve in her body. Her phone's ringtone distracted her for just a moment, before she felt his breath against her ear, his resonant tones vibrating through her body. His breathing heavy and accentuated by pants of pleasure, and she could see his hand moving up and down his shaft, the slow movement of his fingers highlighting his length, his long fingers not quite encompassing his broad girth. The sensation of his self-pleasure echoing in her ear, resonating through her whole body before she felt the whole length of him pushing slowly inside her with her fingers, her lips achingly stretching around him, the sensation of his cockhead pushing along the wall of her pussy, stroking just over that spot, her legs wrapped around him, pulling him in tighter, his hard cock swelling further inside her with every thrust, determined and deep, the sensation of every little micro-muscle pulsating in her pussy, rippling up and down his length as he thrust harder and harder, deeper and deeper, electrifying every nerve inside her. Her pussy clutched hard at his firm need as it thrust into the very end of her. Susie tried to control the wave of pleasure flooding over her. They had to come together. She had to hear him come. She really didn't feel she could come properly without hearing his familiar growl and cries of pleasure as his cock erupted. Sliding down the chair, she pushed her hips up, meeting every thrust with her determined pleasure. His moans growing, calling her name as he neared his moment, her own body quivering with a hard need for release as the thrusts intensified. stretching her lips to the point of beautiful pain with every thrust. She could feel the trembling moving through her core. Before that one incredible sound echoed through her as he called out her name and said, "I'm coming." And finally she relented her control, her orgasm crashing down through her body, through her breasts, her nipples, her stomach and into her pussy before exploding on her clit. "Don't stop rubbing. Suck me now," he commanded between gasps. Susie turned on the chair before sinking to her knees, her fingers rubbing her throbbing clit furiously, taking his pulsing cock in her hand. She licked up and down its length, the stream of his cum oozing onto her tongue. God, he tasted so good. She couldn't believe just how good. She had never let a man come in her mouth before, but damn, she craved the taste of him. Her lips embraced his pulsing tip, circling her tongue around him and feeling the waves of pleasure pulsating through his cock. As his moans grow, his orgasm intensifying, Susie's lips slid down his entire length, the warm stream of his cum pulsing into the back of her throat, his fingers running through her hair, his thrust pushing hard into her mouth. Tears drifted down her cheeks as her lips swelled around his impaling length. "I want to fuck your mouth until I come again." Those words, so filthy, so intense, such a turn-on. Susie moaned loudly, her body tensing as she rode her fingers, gripping at the seat with burning need. She could feel his balls in her hands, massaging them as she felt them tighten, his moans becoming louder again, more clipped, more urgent. Her pussy clutched in perfect symphony as his moans became a growl, Susie's head meeting every thrust of his hips, wanting to taste him, wanting him to fill her with his cum in every possible way, wanting to be fucked and made his in so many filthy ways. Again he cried out, moaning her name in such a perfect tone that it found its way right onto her clit as she could taste him erupt in her mouth, his warm pleasure shooting into the back of her throat as his whole body trembled in satisfaction. "Pinch your clit for me now as you suck every drop from my hard cock." Firmly grasping her throbbing clit between her fingers, the sensation of her orgasm still pulsing hard within it, she pinched it firmly, screaming in pleasure as it protracted her orgasm, accelerating it with a toxic mix of pain and pleasure. Panting, Susie rested her head on the seat of the chair, enjoying the repeating waves of pleasure, mixing with the beautiful sounds of his breathing as he relaxed. In that moment, they were joined. They were one, immersing herself in the wonderful feelings. Susie closed her eyes, letting her mind drift. The sound of her phone tinging woke her, a little disorientated. Suzanne lifted herself from the floor, her knees a little unsteady. Grasping her phone, she focused eventually on the text. "Good night, sweetheart." Her fingers stumbling as she replied, "Good night, honey," before she allowed herself to collapse onto her bed and chase that man into her dreams. So, I hope you liked that one. I hope it was fun. Next week, another story. And on Friday, yes, Harmony Healing is going live. So watch this space. There will be an email out. So if you've not already, come over to Wild Desires and just leave your email if you don't want to experience the intense pleasures of experiential erotica. Yes, until next time. And always with your pleasure in mind, this is Devlin Wild, wishing you salacious dreams.
Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.